One simple question for Sir Richard. May I ask it? It picks up from last year's AGM. It's about integrity. Sir Richard, you may remember that last year, a few weeks before the AGM, which was on the Wednesday, the 25th of September, the Secretary of State for Health had announced that he was intending to follow the practice of the Secretary of State for Education in taking, poaching, some might say, chief executives and transferring good, like top head teachers to somewhere else, I don't know if you remember. And I expressed my personal concern in view of the confidence that you and everybody had in the twin combination we had at the top of the trust, in the chief of nursing and chief executive, that you were about halfway through, and I asked you what you would say to Mr. Hunt when he rang you saying he wanted to poach one of them. I think it's fair to say that your very robust answer was pretty strong, and there was a great murmuring of approval and frankly relief, and I was deeply grateful for what you said. That was on the Wednesday evening. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday following, on Monday the 30th, effective Monday the 30th, the chief executive resigned, and a press release was issued the following day. I felt betrayed by St. Mary's. What did you feel?
Well, your recollection of the conversation is quite correct, and my opinion is still exactly the same opinion that I gave on that evening. But, you know, we're a free society, it's a democracy. People want to move on and do other things, but what he didn't do is go to another trust, of course. He went into his own private business, and that's what he wanted to do. So.
Can I come to Merrill just to pick up back on the theme that was answered? Merrill.
Hello, I'm Merrill Hammer, Chair of Save Our Hospitals. And as has already been mentioned, we did have a meeting with Tracy Batten and some of her senior officers. Was it last week? So much has been going on. I want to pick up on two things. One is that there's a lot of dismay immediately around me here from people, not only ones I know, but other people, at the way questions seem to have been collated and lost some of the detailed points that people were... People have, to my knowledge, spent a lot of time thinking about their questions, and the way of collating them seems to be avoiding some of the detail that people are asking for. The second point I would like to make actually refers to the point that Richard Sykes just commented on about the money that will be gained from sales. And the first thing to say there is that there is a lot of concern amongst people that if the sales go through, you are underpricing the value of the land. There are also questions, given that you yourself just said that St. Mary's was the most valuable site, about why it is that you're not selling off all of a larger proportion of St. Mary's and maintaining Charing Cross Hospital. But the final point is quite an important one. It's very interesting that you mention PFIs, because your own papers say that you will need to borrow an additional £408 million. How are you going to service that debt?
Thank you, Merrill. So I'm going to hand that question to our Chief Financial Officer to give some feedback on that. Merrill, I think, you know, we have had a huge amount of detailed questions ranging from the very, very, very detailed down and including some very broad themes. What we're trying to do is to pull out as many of those themes, answer as much detail as we can, and to get through as many topics. But, you know, we're kind of getting to the level of detail that we can. Bill.
After all, this is a public meeting.
Yes.
not a meeting for the Executive Council yes. of the Imperial College Trust. It's a public meeting.
Yes.
A public meeting.
We're not Smith Klein Beach.
We don't like to be
we
gagged.
We are not sackable. We are human beings with a right to a voice.
We are trying to answer the questions. The more time we have to be able to do that, we can do that. When we can't answer those questions because of interactions from the floor, so we will try and answer those questions.
We're not whistleblowers.
I'll answer the question that was asked. So the question was about the £480 million of debt and how we can service that. So the first thing to say is that there is no mandatory requirement to test for PFI as there was 5-10 years ago. It was previously the case that any capital scheme of any size, then there was a requirement to test for private finance initiative. Our expectation is that we'll fund the capital consequences of the preferred option through a combination, as you've heard, of land sales and also through borrowing. We'll be required to borrow. We'll borrow from the Independent Trust Financing Facility. That's the way that all trusts and NHS Foundation Trust borrow. And we would expect to borrow based on the prevalent public loans fund rate at that time, and that tends to be around 4.5-4.6%. That represents much better value than a PFI scheme, and it is something that we've factored into the ongoing revenue consequences of the preferred option in the work that we've done to develop the outline business case. So it is affordable. The debt is something that we can service. It is a significant increase in terms of the asset base that the organisation will have, but it does represent significantly better value than the options private finance initiative being the one that would be the least preferred option for us going forward. As I said, I want to stress this, there is no mandatory requirement for us to test PFI, and we do not intend to do so.
Very clever. PFI's gone. So we're out.